This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here, home of the Rangers, home of the Cowboys. We got a C-note for you every night at this time where we take a look at everything of relevance that's been happening with your Dallas Cowboys. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. I still think maybe the biggest thing of relevance that's happened so far is Josh Allen, a more legitimate MVP than your guy, got $5 million less APY. This is the biggest story, isn't it? Like, and it's not a reflection on Dak. Trust me, I'm not hating on Dak. Okay, that's not what this is about. It's about how bad the Cowboys are at their job. that's next level, dude. The cap went up 10%, and a year later, the best quarterback in the NFL, or the guy that had the best quarterback NFL season, took roughly 10% less than what you gave your guy. How do you not see this as a crisis today if you're up there? Like, this should be the, oh wow, we've really been screwing up. You know, and I'll give you a little bit of a hopium here that this could happen, right? What we saw happen this offseason for the Cowboys coaching staff is something that we had hoped for. We had done coaching staff dances for. Remember when I coordinated those over the years, Chiafalo?
I'll never forget that.
Okay.
You're the only one.
And it came true. We finally got a forward-thinking offensive coaching staff that understands it's more about adaptability with your scheme than having a scheme that you learned 20 years ago and you're trying to perfect it and hoping the players execute it better. So if that light bulb came on, maybe some sort of a cap management bulb could come on. But I mean, it's embarrassing. That would be like the straw that breaks the camel's back for me. If I'm Jer Bear today, I'm like, okay, Steve, is this you? What's going on here? Who's in charge of negotiating these things that made us do this deal last year? And let's get Dak's agent on the phone, because I got to buy this guy a steak dinner because he whooped our butts. He didn't just kind of beat us. He dominated us in humiliating fashion.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at like the percentage of the salary cap, it's for Dak second in the league, almost 24% of the salary cap. Josh Allen now 13th in the league at under 20% of the salary cap. Okay. So, and I wonder how much part of that is because they were willing to commit some longer years. Josh Allen's still more so in the prime. And so it was a 6-year deal instead of a 4-year deal. He gets a little bit more in terms of guaranteed money, but he also signed on for 2 more years. So
the Cowboys have wanted to do longer deals, but Dak refused.
Yes. Yeah.
Dak and they refused. Were like, okay.
Yes.
Well, and Allen was under contract. I think he still had like 3 or 4 years left on his deal. Like, didn't he just sign a new deal 2 years ago, like in 2021 or something like that?
Yeah, so they've gotten ahead of it.
Yeah, they've gotten ahead of it a couple of times. Yeah,
I mean, that's the key here. I mean, now you're going to run into the same position with Micah, right? It's like, and Micah is saying, hey, I'm open for business. And now you're just going to see Crosby get a big deal, Myles Garrett get a big deal.
Trey Hendrickson's on the horizon.
It's just waiting on this is a very puzzling move.
The Myles Garrett one is very surprising to me. That one seemed like that was going to be really ugly. I know we talked about where Zach on Friday was saying, listen, Jimmy Haslam doesn't even want to talk to the guy.
Yeah,
it seemed like, and all of a sudden now you just completely, somebody in the organization in Cleveland says, no, we need to pay this guy this amount of money.
It seemed like he didn't want any amount of money that would make him happy. Didn't. He wanted out.
He wanted out. He wanted to go try and win. He wanted to go try and do all those things we always talk about players wanting to do. He said, hell with that. Just give me the damn money.
Yeah.
You know?
Something must happen.
Please don't stand up there when you had the press conference and tell me that, you know, this isn't anything about money. You made a big point to try and force your way off the team.
Surprising.
And you got a big money. So good for you if that's what your plan was.
682 says it didn't take Josh Allen's contract for us to understand that the contract they gave Dak was absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, a lot of people would have known that on the front end, but I would hope that today the Cowboys realize it. But I don't know. You know, we can only hope that they're not just sort of checked out like, well, when the deadline happens, we'll see what the market is on that day and then we'll do that contract. And I think, unfortunately, we have to imagine that that could be the case, that they're not engaged enough to go actively seek solutions. You know, we finally got the adaptable coaching staff because Schottenheimer happened to be at that point in his career. They really lucked into it. Now we need somebody to be in the right place at the right time, probably with the last name Jones, that has this epiphany. Because right now it doesn't seem like they even understand that they need to be working that hard. Commanders have traded for left tackle Laremy Tunsil. Micah Parsons retweeting it, and he says WTF. Probably imagining having to go up against a much better tackle now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where that WTF comes from? Or maybe just the idea that here go other division rivals engaging in the arms race and we're doing nothing. Maybe that's what the WTF is about. But in either case, the Commanders have gotten better and they had to give up a 2 and a 4 from next year's draft and a 3 from this year's draft. And then there's also a 4 going back the other way. What do you think is going on there in Houston? Are they trying to tear down, or why are they getting rid of good players?
CJ Stroud killed.
Yeah.
Their offensive line was terrible. It was actually offensive last year, and Tunsil was the only good player. He does have a false start problem, but from a pressure rate given up standpoint, he's been second best in the league for the last few years outside of Tristan Wirfs. So he's still an outstanding player. This is not a great draft in terms of offensive tackles. So I don't know. It really feels like the Texans need 5 new guys on their offensive line. They just gave up their best one in a draft that is not going to be just littered with awesome, especially with where they're picking. So, yeah, if I'm a Texans fan, I'm scratching my head in a big way right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Sometimes guys get washed up all of a sudden, but it didn't seem like that was the case with him. I mean, if the play gets underway, you're good to go, and that's worth its weight in gold. Ed Werder with details around the Jordan Lewis signing as he goes to Jacksonville, $30 million, calls it a substantial loss for the Cowboys, who won't have 2 of their top 3 corners when the season begins as Trayvon Diggs overcomes the injury. Lewis was underrated player and a respected leader on the team. I'm told the Cowboys weren't very competitive for Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Fisher says the Cowboys were stunned that he was that good. But I think it just comes down to, it's just a matter of time before somebody around the league recognized how good Jordan Lewis was. And he had his best season of his career at the perfect time there in year 9, becomes the top paid slot corner in the history of the league. So congrats to Jordan Lewis, but that's tough. Trying to build a good defense without him is going to be that much more difficult. Micah congratulated him on social, retweeted a story there, called him a dog. Dak Prescott doing an Instagram post writing the most deserved. What do you guys think here? How big of a loss is Jordan Lewis for this Cowboys defense? Is this irreplaceable or something you could imagine that they can get done?
I mean, if you
don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you didn't have as many holes as they have across their roster right now, then you could say, okay, we can kind of zero in on this particular spot. But you have so many holes, you're not going to be able to fill them all. But this has to climb the priority list because you don't have, outside of Jerron Bland right now, you have nobody that you can depend on with health other than Kalen Carson. And he's a guy that was banged up and not good last year in his rookie year. So you really only have Jerron Bland as a corner that you can depend on. The nickel spot is of the utmost importance, hard position to find. Broadus does say that there's plenty of guys in the draft. Yeah. It runs pretty deep that you can get to fill that void. But expecting a guy as a rookie in the middle of the draft to come in and give you anything close to what Jordan Lewis gave you last year, That's going to be far fetched.
No, he is. Jordan Lewis is outstanding in that nickel role, and he's been a guy that he has survived. There's he's people who've tried over the years to get rid of him, move on from him, and he's survived them all. They always talked about his stature, and he was too short, his arms were too short, this, that, and the other about him, and he just continued to play at a very, very high level. This is a position though that I kind of feel like, I'm not really sure how much that they like Barron from Texas at 12.
That's a bummer. I love him.
I do too. But he doesn't fit into the measurables like we were just talking about with Jordan
Lewis.
Exactly
the problem.
Yeah. So that's, are they going to look at, could Reville, be a possibility there? Could it be the corners a possibility? There's a couple of positions you might double dip on. And I think corners might be one of those. If you find somebody that you like, at one or in the second round, and then turn around in the fifth again and add, I think you can do that. I really do like this Noah Williams from California. Cal. Yeah, him, Harrison from Kentucky, who ran very, very well. But, keep an eye on Noah Williams from Cal. Parrish is from Kansas State. Mention them. I think there's some guys that can come in and play both on the outside and play on the inside for you.
There definitely are. Yeah. The problem you run into then is, like, we liked Kalen Carson last year as a corner.
Yeah.
You never know how these rookies are going to come in and play.
You never do. You never, you're right.
I'm hopeful a Charvarius Ward could end up being somebody that they're, maybe the money and the market, it matches up.
If they were even to sign Ward, I'd still add somebody in this draft.
100%.
And I would absolutely consider it in the first three picks.
But I don't know that it's just, I think you've got to do more than just attack it with the draft. Maybe Will Johnson at 12. For them, I think they'd go Will Johnson over Revelle, and they'd do it over Barron.
There's some issues with Will Johnson. We're going to get into it at 3:40 here.
Very interesting. Looking forward to Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 3:40 here, especially during draft season. Do you feel like with Micah Parsons, we could be heading for a holdout?
I don't think he's going to hold out this year, but if you lean into next year, maybe. I mean, I think he's going to show up and play. This is one of those things where get the damn deal done. Schultz is reporting the trade. I don't buy that, right? No. I don't think they're trading Micah Parsons. There's no benefit in waiting, but I don't think Micah would hold out.
Any chance you would tag him?
You could tag him. That's when I think you probably get into the holdout
for the next 2 years, maybe. If you don't feel like you want to pay him $40 million a year.
Well, I mean, Acho had a quote from his agent, says he talked with his agent, Mulligetta, and he said, there's two things in the world that are going to happen. I guarantee it. The sun's going to rise and Micah Parsons is going to get paid.
Sure. Yeah.
So whatever Micah Parsons has said about, you know, wanting to get a deal done and taking less, you're not saying that when you have Mulligetta as your agent.
No.
You know, so I would assume it's going to be over 40. I would assume it's going to go right up until the last possible deadline. And, you know, yeah. if you're Micah, who's already not into OTAs and stuff, I think it puts training camp in question.
Well, you know, Mulligetta works for Micah, you know, and maybe that's where you have to have some hope that if Micah is saying these things about, hey, I'm not looking necessarily for 40, and you got it. That's your hope right there, that the agent. Yeah, the agent is the one negotiating the deal, but the player ultimately is the one that signs off. We saw it with Osa. And we saw it with Josh Allen.
But I think the difference is, and like people are saying, Josh Allen willing to do a more team-friendly deal, he probably has more confidence in his organization to take Micah and Dak have no track record to say, you know what, if I do give up a little bit of my money, you're going to go do something with it and add to the roster.
There's no doubt.
That's not the case.
There's no doubt. And there's no doubt. So you're effed. Okay, if you really want to be just real honest about this, team building here gets you effed. If you know, because they're not going to do things the traditional way. They're just not. They're not. You know, they're going to wait on signings. And you know, they caught a favorable agent. They caught a guy they felt like they could take advantage of. And look what they did. They got a deal done with Osa. You know, but if you're gonna, yeah, it's, you know, players are going to, unless a player comes out and says, you know what, hey, I'm willing to do this because I think it will help us. But if we just constantly believe that the organization, the front office, is this way, they're never going to get this right. They'll never get it right. So, you know, it's exhausting talking about it if that's going to be the case, in my opinion. I mean, I understand where this thing is. You know, nobody, like, you got to give it a shot. You got to try with Parsons. You got to get in there and say, hey, listen, this is what we can do. Explain it to him. You know, and if he doesn't do that, then you're effed anyway. Everybody thinks his front office is effed, and you might be absolutely right about this, you know, that they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to get things done. So if that's the case, then as a Cowboy fan, you got no hope.
I think they know how to get things done. I just don't think they're trying hard enough right now because they've been working in it for so long. Clearly, at one point, they knew how to get things done.
They know how. They got to want to.
I think their strategy has shifted to just let the world come to us. And until then, we're too busy to care.
When they have to get the deals done, they've gotten the deals done.
Yep.
But they need to have more of let's be the first one to do something.
Every time that we look up in a signing is a resetting of the market, with the exception of this one. They caught an agent. They caught an agent that wasn't willing to wait them out. And if every agent is just going to wait them out, this front office is effed.
Well, you got to work hard in negotiation, and I don't think they want to.
You're an agent, why would you work hard? Why would you, if the Cowboys keep calling and calling and calling, just don't take their call.
Yeah.
They're eventually going to say, okay, we're going to come, deadlines make deals. If that's the attitude that they're living on, they're going to overpay every single player that comes up in free agency.
Yeah, yeah. This Dak one should serve as a massive red flag to somebody up there that is hopefully
could have done it.
Attention.
And it takes, I've always said this, it's a two-way street here, but the agents have figured out that by playing the waiting game with the Cowboys and not taking calls and not doing any activity, that you're ultimately going to get what you want.
They don't have a backup plan. Like, they should have been, like, maybe the Seahawks were this year with Sam Darnold. They should have done that last year with Kirk Cousins. Like, we have another plan to threaten you with. But once you know the Cowboys like you, you can just wait for the most possible money.
Yeah.
Whatever that value is, that's what you're going to get. And I think they're fine with it because they've got their three Super Bowls. They got all the money in the world. And, you know, working is hard. They're enjoying their billionaire lifestyle. Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I'm going to walk you through some players that have some pro comps to, and I'm going to see if you agree with these. We'll do those next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.